550 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear.
And I'm ABC News. I'm Rena Roy.
A federal judge ordered Jack Teixeira, the 21-year-old Air National Guardsman charged with leaking a trove of classified documents online, be detained while awaiting trial. In Georgia, nearly 4 years after an abandoned newborn was found alive stuffed into a plastic bag, police have made an arrest. Forsyth County Sheriff Ron Freeman identified the suspect as 40-year-old Karima Jawani.
Criminal attempt to commit murder, cruelty to children in the first degree, aggravated assault, reckless abandonment, and other charges.
Freeman says they tracked down the biological mother using DNA. A top Republican negotiator hit the pause button today on debt ceiling talks, criticizing White House demands. Hours earlier, both sides signaled they were making progress on a deal to raise the debt limit before a June 1st default deadline. Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Brown has died. The all-time great running back was also a civil rights advocate and actor. Jim Brown was 87. This is ABC News. While Taylor Swift concert tickets are hard to come by, one California was handed a surprise at their doorstep.
When UPS arrived at their door with a big Taylor Swift VIP box, the family's 19-year-old daughter was thrilled. They had tickets to go to a Taylor Swift concert. The only problem is they didn't order the VIP package or tickets at all, especially since they're for next weekend's concert 2,500 miles away in New Jersey. The family, not wanting to be identified, says...
And when she opened it, she said, oh my goodness, it's Taylor Swift tickets. It's VIP. Not only did I get one, we got six.
It was their address on the box, and so that mom is now working to track down the correct address. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
An amazing feat by a pair from Ohio. 93-year-old Joy Ryan and her grandson Brad have visited all 63 U.S. national parks. She's now the oldest person to ever achieve this feat. Their journey started in 2015 at Great Smoky Mountain National Park in Tennessee. Their next goal, travel to all seven continents. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Great to listen to while having a Liney's and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens on Civic Media, and don't forget the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Four of Wisconsin's five major power companies are asking regulators to let them raise rates next year. For Alliant Energy customers, for one, the hikes would add about $13 a month to the average light bill and a little more than $5 a month to the average gas bill. Progress on more state aid to local communities appears to be stalled. Republicans in the Assembly and Senate can't agree if Milwaukee and Milwaukee County should have to hold referendums to raise local sales taxes.
That would not fix the problems in Milwaukee, because I think a referendum vote would fail. So I think the way to do it is through a vote by the Common Council and the county board.
That's Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue. But Speaker Robin Voss says the bill is dead in the Assembly without a referendum requirement. In sports, the Brewers are at Tampa Bay tonight. Adrian Hauser starts for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens
or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, TGIF. Dominic, we made it to Friday, buddy.
Happy Friday, Crudy Evan, doing the magic on the board. Our fair audience, another week is done. Thank you for joining us.
It is the tradition around here. We air the grievances on Fridays, and you can play a part, 844-967-2789. We already gave our Monday tickets away, right?
Yes, we're done. No
we
more
did that. Woo! Or that'd be a grievance. We'd have to
right,
slap
that feels
out some
good
tickets.
Get that done with.
Dom, here's my grievance. Can I go first today? Do you
sure,
mind?
Man.
You're so selfish. Normally, you would just steal all my thunder, but here is my grievance. The Republican Party, or at least the Republican voters out here in the great state of Wisconsin, they want to hurt us, Dom.
What? Come on.
They literally want to commit political violence as a means to an end. If necessary, Dom, somebody's going to have to get hurt.
Again? You're like, didn't we just see that? Is this really a surprise? I mean, we did literally. We're on air on January 6th. We watched it happen. We talked about it as it happened. So, yeah, I'll take that action.
I'm not talking broadly as a party. I'm not talking some fringer, MAGA, Trump-loving people that showed up on January 6th. And I include you in that number, Derek Van Orden. But I'm talking about the broader Wisconsin electorate. There is a new survey out. Paul Fanlon over at the Cap Times. Let's start here. Let me just read. I'll let Paul set the scene. It was December 2010, and Republican Scott Walker had just been elected governor when I first wrote about resentment in Wisconsin politics. Kathy Kramer, a decorated political science professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, had cataloged her conversations at gas stations, coffee shops, cafes, and churches across small-town Wisconsin. There she found widespread resentment of Madison and Milwaukee. The big cities were seen as consuming too many resources, and its residents is not caring about less urban areas. That's not true. I care. I care about you. In the years since, I've wondered whether Walker and other far-right Wisconsin politicians were simply reacting shrewdly and cynically to the resentment, or if they actually created and fostered it. Divide and conquer style, Dom. The chicken or the egg question came to mind reading the results of a major recent study by UW-Madison researchers that suggests that Wisconsin Republicans, especially those who backed former President Donald Trump, are far more likely than Democrats to accept the use of violence in politics. The survey found that 43%, that's nearly half of Wisconsin Republicans, who responded agreed or strongly agreed the traditional American way of life is disappearing so fast that we may have to use force to save it, compared to like 15% of Democrats, which even feels like a big number to me still.
Well, and if I just may interject, and perhaps we'll get to this question later, but the question of the traditional American way of life. I mean, talk about a loaded question. You know, if you're a billionaire or the, you know, offspring of billionaires or millionaires, that's a different traditional way of life, perhaps, than, I don't know, the African-Americans that grew up under 400 years of slavery in this country. Tradition was slavery until it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? So what exactly is it? Leave It to Beaver? Is it black and white film? What is the traditional way of life? But go ahead, Curdy, please.
Well, Dom, I think Paul Fanlin endeavors to answer that question through his opinion column. He writes, similarly, 29% of Republicans agreed or strongly agreed that a time will come when patriotic Americans have to take the law into their own hands.
It's pitchforks and torches time in America.
Dominic, just 9% of Wisconsin Democrats endorse that concept. So how much has Trump enabled those views? A lot, it appears. The survey found that Republicans who strongly approved of Trump's presidency were much more likely to embrace violence. That's a shocker. 60% of them agreed on the use of force question. 60% of the Trump supportive, Dom, are all down for the use of force. And I'm not talking some faraway Trumpsters. Over 3,000 Wisconsinites surveyed for this study. 60% of Republicans in Wisconsin agreed on the use of force question and 46% on taking the law into their own hands, Dom.
Well, those were who strongly approved of Donald Trump. They're very strong approvals. And if you're very strongly approving of Donald Trump, then apparently you're 60% likely to agree that force is a means to an end.
I got one more point that I would like to make here with Paul Fanlin. Now, Fanlin notes, people who a generation ago would never dare tell a pollster that they might embrace violence are now willing to. The report said those numbers should be interpreted with great care. But still, he writes, how many of them are unwilling to share with pollsters they're also willing to utilize political force or violence if necessary, Dom? How many just didn't want to be impolite to the pollster?
Well, I mean, there's
not when anybody's looking.
Polling in general, you're assuming everyone that's saying something is speaking the truth or would actually follow through with it. It's easy to say that. Oh, yeah, I totally believe in that. It's another thing to actually physically be one of those 60% and follow through with that. So there might be some jawboning, going on there as well. So, yeah, I would think take great care. But still, Fanlin goes on. In recent days, Trump has publicly sided with an ex-Marine who put a chokehold on a disturbed, unruly man in a New York City subway and killed him. Predictably, Trump rushed to judgment, even though he did not appear to know much about what happened. That's usually how it works for Trump, wrote Philip Bump in a recent Washington Post analysis, headlined, Donald Trump is endlessly willing to endorse extrajudicial violence. Even with a limited awareness of details, he folds the incident into his favorite political frames. The first, that big cities run by liberal mayors are out of control, Bump wrote. Second, that extrajudicial responses to perceived threats are encouraged. Or more simply, Trump loves to talk about physically harming his opponents, and his devotees seem to love him for that. The Wisconsin study by UW-Madison's Center for Communications and Civic Renewal surveyed 3,031 demographically representative Wisconsinites to explore the civic consequences of political conflict. Many of the survey's findings seemed, happily or otherwise, aligned with conventional political wisdom in Wisconsin. I asked Mike Wagner, a UW-Madison journalism professor, and one of the study's three authors, about how unsurprising most of the findings seemed. A quote from Wagner. We've been studying this for more than a decade and have seen contentious politics get appreciably worse, and so we weren't very surprised to see the results that we saw. One thing that kind of stood out was the difference in Republicans' attitudes towards violence, especially the strong Trump-supporting Republicans, as compared to the others in terms of their willingness to endorse political violence. Another surprise to the authors, Wegner said, was how African-American respondents were more optimistic than their white counterparts on the condition of American democracy. Only 39% of black respondents agreed that democracy had weakened over time, while 70% of white respondents said it had. That figure was 73% among Republicans and 70% among self-described Christians. About that dichotomy, the authors wrote, quote, "Perceptions of greater democratic decline among white and Christian Wisconsinites may be a sign that people of color and religious minorities in the state were already more sensitized to democracy's shortcoms."
That's a nice way of putting it, isn't it, Dom? Life's been a crap sandwich for some. They're
welcome to the party, pal. Right. Alternatively, or in addition, members of dominant groups often perceive movement towards equality, including democratic equality, as oppression against their own group and as advantages they have held erode. Bingo, Phelan says. I thought to myself, what is the central promise of the Make America Great Again movement, if not a return to the white supremacy of past generations?
Now, Don, when we started this little exercise with Paul Fanlon, you said, what's the old, you know, what's this Norman Rockwell aspirational
traditional American whatever way of life?
Well, I think Paul Fanlon's trying to answer it for you, Dom. Make America great again is effectively make America white supremacist again. I think that's the argument he makes here, Dom.
Asked about the reaction by black respondents to the democracy question, Wegner noted, quote, "I would imagine that not really getting full citizen rights until the 60s certainly had something to do with that set of attitudes." Yeah, no doubt. And again, the Make America Great. What are you going back to? When was it great for those who didn't get full citizenship and hell still have to fight the systemic racism in our society? I continue on. The UW report is titled Civic Fracture and Renewal in Wisconsin, and its authors understandably searched its findings for rays of hope. Among the positives was that 3 of 4 respondents agreed or strongly agreed that people should keep talking to people who have different opinions than they do. 844-967-2789. Crudy, that's what we're all about, man.
It absolutely is, but I almost tried to steal your thunder. Go nuts.
Still, you continue. About 60% of respondents said they had cut off a political conversation because of ideological disagreement, often with a family member or friend.
Yeah, shut up.
You shut up. We're done here. Some 17% say they ended a friendship or connection with a family member over politics. And I wonder, you know, there are some delays in my family as well, but we've come kind of circle. Maybe we haven't broached the political parts yet, but it was nice to take a break from some folks for a while. But I wonder how long term those things are.
Dominic, does it make you nervous at all to think that people mean us harm? You know, it's getting so bad out there, they think it's time to use a little political violence? Because they got to have targets for those violence.
No, man. I mean, I think there's a lot of gusto. I think there's a lot of chest beat. Now, are there legit fanatics? Of course they are. A bunch of them, you know, ransacked the Capitol when their Messiah lost. But all in all, no, I think most people want to have the same needs and desires and wishes that everybody else, you know, family, security, health, you know, income, a roof over your head, those kinds of things.
Cold beer on Friday night.
Beer on Friday. Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 44. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet tomorrow, highs level off around 72. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows around 51. Highs level off around 74 Sunday, under partly cloudy skies, 72 Monday. Once again, low of 44 tonight, a high of 72 tomorrow. We should dip down to around 51 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's the 420 break, so you better run to the phones. Give us a call. Air your grievances at 844-967-2789. See what I did there, Evan.
Dominic, I asked for that music, A Flock of Seagulls, because I got a little story I got to tell you, and I told you I was going to save it for the air. It's only bears telling once.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell it once to you and the audience. Everyone gets it once. So, Dom, I get out of bed this morning feeling pretty good, you know. So Friday, made it to the weekend damn near. Got one last show, a little bit of work to clean off my desk, and damn, we're going to have a great weekend. So I walk out to my car, and I've been parking on the street because, you know, we're a multi-car family now with teenagers. So a couple of cars in the driveway, and my daily driver is parked out underneath the tree.
Now, is your garage, you know, usable for parking, or is it full of junk?
Did I mention my wife's been assembling junk in the garage for a number of years?
Okay, all right.
We had the junk people
no
out.
No cars in the garage.
Like, I took all the junk out and paid a service to come out and get the junk. My wife literally grabbed stuff out of the junk pile and stuck it back in the garage. I'm like, why would you do that? Why?
One person's trash is another's treasure?
No. Absolutely trash. Absolutely. One example. We've got an electric snowblower, and my wife feels bad for the dogs in the backyard, so she will snowblow a path so dogs can go do their business.
Yep.
Well, she forgot there was like a chain out there, like a plastic cover chain. Well, that snowblower has that chain just wrapped around that cylinder about 100,000 times, right? I put that thing out there for the junk guys. My wife pulls it back in. Like, what are you going to? It's like $100 part brand new. It wasn't a Toro, let's say. So anyways, back to today. Yes, back to today's grievance. Yes,
the Flock of Seagulls grievance.
So I get to my car today, and I have never experienced this. I have a black car now, so I do notice when the birds find it. Eagles and like three bums, dude. My driver's side door was half brown from like the glass all the way. I'm like, oh my God, We have a condor or several living in our
neighborhood. You got a goose, man? You got a, like a
flock
of geese? No, no.
It was the most sickening thing I've ever seen. I like barely could open the door. I got in the car. And work is that way. And I went the other way, straight to the car wash. I couldn't even take it, man. I would. And you know, Dom, I like nice things. I'm a little lazy about taking care of the nice things, but I like nice things. But I was afraid to get in my own car, man. Like I was going to catch something from my car door. I have never been crap bombed like that in my life. I'm surprised they didn't put it on the front porch, light it on fire, and ring the doorbell, Tom. I mean, this took like, I think all the birds in the neighborhood were conspiring, dude.
Did you take a picture, man? I mean, did you record it for
it
us?
It was like this. Just sliding down my door.
Oh, super fresh, too. That's even better.
844-967-2789. So my day has gotten better since then.
Barely.
So I go out.
I haven't crapped on you yet today, Crudy, but we got another hour and a half. We'll see what happens.
If I go in the parking lot, I'm gonna walk outside and check on my car at 5 o'clock. If I got, you know, half a wheelbarrow of bird crap on my car, man, someone's following him. It's a conspiracy. That's what I say.
That's what it is.
844-967-2789. Sorry to lead into you with that, Mark, but welcome to Friday.
Right. Oh, good God. It's craptacular, man.
Nice.
It
reminded me a lot of the governance of Scott Walker, but please continue.
You just knocked me out of the water with that one. But yeah, it's Republican governance at its best is how that we see it. Apparently now the Republicans have taken the ball and they want to go home with it now, but they don't want to negotiate anymore because apparently I'd like to know what demands that they think are so unreasonable that the Biden administration has been making for the
open borders. Let's impeach the man. You know, they've got a Title 42 inspired impeachment resolution against not only Mayorkas, but also against Joe Biden. The only problem is we've seen like a 50% reduction of immigrants at the border since Title 42 expired. So as soon as those numbers change, they're going to impeach the man over it. I mean, Mark, they live a completely different reality. And they're willing to do harm to you if necessary.
Well, and this is a question to tell Dom. I mean, that are we at the point now where people on our side of the aisle are supposed to be going around armed and dangerous all the time now because we don't know what the heck is going to be coming at us? I mean, not that I want to live in a society like that but have we gone that far? I mean, it is just, it's kind of scary.
It can be scary, Mark, no doubt. But I mean, listen, are we there in some way, shape, or form? Certainly. Look at all the things going on in the world. But as a politically targeted above and beyond, I don't know. I mean, 60% of those that strongly endorse Trump are down for the statement that, what, you have to may have to use that the traditional way of life and somehow may have to use force to save it. I mean, those are words. I don't know how many of those would actually follow through and do it.
I would come
967-2789.
Today's lucky bird and guest of honor is named Pease.
This is a conspiracy. That's what this is.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. A federal judge ordered Jack Teixeira, the 21-year-old Air National Guardsman charged with leaking a trove of classified documents online, be detained while awaiting trial. In Georgia, nearly 4 years after an abandoned newborn was found alive stuffed into a plastic bag, police have made an arrest. Forsyth County Sheriff Ron Freeman identified the suspect as 40-year-old Karima Jawani.
Criminal attempt to commit murder, cruelty to children in the first degree, aggravated assault, reckless abandonment, and other charges.
Freeman says they tracked down the biological mother using DNA. A top Republican negotiator hit the pause button today on debt ceiling talks, criticizing White House demands. Hours earlier, both sides signaled they were making progress on a deal to raise the debt limit before a June 1st default deadline. Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Brown has died. The all-time great running back was also a civil rights advocate and actor. Jim Brown was 87. This is ABC News.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Kripescast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. Smoke from wildfires in Canada prompting Wisconsin's DNR to issue an air quality advisory until later tonight. The concentration of particulate matter will increase sharply at times before diminishing as cleaner air moves in. The air quality index is expected to reach the unhealthy level for sensitive groups. That includes people with heart or lung disease, older adults, and children. Wisconsin keeps working. The latest unemployment numbers show the total number of unemployed people dropped by 3,700 over the month of April. The labor force participation rate increased slightly to 64.8%. Nationwide in April, the U.S. unemployment rate was 3.4%, with a labor force participation rate of 62.6%. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
Smell that? That's the smell of carefully crafted coffee being poured into your cup with natural notes you can truly taste and freshness you can count on. The High Lift is the only standalone late-day coffee shop in Two Rivers, offering local bakery items with spacious lawn and outdoor seating. The High Lift takes time to weigh out their ingredients, so every sip is perfect. The High Lift, 1207 Madison Street in Two Rivers, and on Facebook.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting
for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Rolling through it, having a good time, especially when you call us, air your grievances here, birds crapping on the car, whatever's wrecked your Friday mood, 844-967-2789. Dom, not only does the specter of Republican conservative bag of Trumpster political violence, it makes me nervous, although I will readily admit we've been to tons of Trump rallies. I've never once felt any fear for my personal safety from the assembled.
And you would assume that those who are assembled at a Trump rally would probably fall within that category of super Trump supporters that this study refers to.
Well, Well, we've
so 60%, according to the survey, 60% of every crowd that we've been in would what? Do violence if they thought their American way of life was somehow in jeopardy.
Only, I think, if they could do so anonymously or without recourse or without fear for their own personal safety. Because I didn't see a lot of brave souls in those crowds, Tom. You know,
well, I mean, Trump is a perfect example. He talks all sorts of trash. Oh, they're going to go in there even if I didn't have a weapon. Are you kidding me? I mean, Trump would, I mean, in any sort of physical altercation, Trump would lose his ass. You know what I'm saying? But he's a big talker, and I think there's a lot of that out there. Now, are there those that are would actually follow through? Certainly, man. Those, the Proud Boys, the Nationalists, the, you know, whatever. Pick your racist, white racist nationalist group. They're there, but that's certainly not a majority.
Not those that would have the courage to actually go out and be a lone wolf, right? I'm not encouraging that. I'm just saying there's no real there's no real leadership amongst the mob. The mob gives them strength, but there's no leadership amongst the mob. But of course, Donald Trump, well, he sure appointed the mob.
Sure did.
At least on January 6th.
March down there and I'll be with you. I mean, that seems like a pretty good motivator if you're in the mob, if you're in the mob rules situation. I mean, you know, you've been in a couple of those, you know, riotous kind of things.
As have you. Just because you didn't go down for them like I did doesn't mean you weren't there. Some of us were more persuadable in our youthful indiscretions.
And some of us had the little, you know, that little sound in your head saying, don't do that. That's a really bad idea. Although it did seem fun. I did make a gesture towards the vehicle, but I did not engage because my bells went off.
The vehicle, you know, when my bell went off is when the vehicle left its axis and got to about 45 degrees and appeared ready to tip off its axis and roll over. At that point, my brain said, oh, no, you're in trouble now. A little bit later than that, when someone opened a gas cap and gasoline poured all over 3rd Street in La Crosse and some numbnut caught it on fire and the tear gassing started in real earnest, it all kind of devolved from there. But I can tell you, I've been amongst that mob think, you know, I've been in those crowds.
Right. And that's a thing. There's no doubt. That is a thing. But, you know, that, and it's funny, our protests were what? We didn't want to go home. Everyone was shrooming. Tastes great, less filling was the chant of the night. I mean, it was just so stupid and silly. A bunch of college kids.
Would you be more forgiving of the insurrectionist January 6th crowd if you learned that the shrooms were in D.C. that day and everybody was blooming?
I mean, if that were the case, I don't think they would have done what they did.
844-967-2789. Jeff from Waukesha got a grievance for us this Friday, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I put the show on once in a while. It's usually about this time. I can't catch it every day. And I like what you guys are trying to do and everything like that. I support your cause and everything. Love to hear your commentary. I just have one problem. Is I don't know. There's times when I turn the show on and I'm wondering if I'm listening to a replay of another show because I have an issue with it. Seems like you guys just keep talking about January 6th and the Josh Cole thing in Wisconsin and, you know, I think I got that guy's name, Josh Cole. Is that right?
Josh Cole, yep. He's the Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin. Yeah, that's correct.
Jeff, we haven't gotten satisfaction on these issues, so we often revisit them. We feel like justice has not been delivered.
I'm just saying it'd be nice if you guys had a different subject. It'd keep me more engaged.
What do you want to talk about, Jeff?
Every day.
Jeff, I wanted to talk about a Democrat that might run against Mike Gallagher up in Green Bay, Kristen Lierley. That's my next topic. Do you want to go there with us?
Well, actually, I don't know much about Green Bay or that person, but you did prompt me with a question of what do I want to talk about?
Sure.
Is that still an option?
Yeah. What do you want to talk about, Jeff? It's Friday. You can air your grievances.
Oh, no, it's just a question. I want, like, you guys' opinion. I want to hear you guys' opinion.
Now, I've heard a story in California that can allow for police officers to no longer have an American citizenship requirement. I'm wondering if you had heard about the job and if you, you know, if you heard about the about that happening, and where do you think it would lead, where it's going to go, you know?
Well, Jeff, I had not heard an American citizenship requirement, but I know when I served in the U.S. Armed Forces, there was not a citizenship requirement. In fact, some people were trying to earn their citizenship through service in the armed services. I know in Milwaukee specifically, it used to be a residency requirement, and I thought it was good for the community of Milwaukee. I think it's good for any city that their cops, their firefighters live amongst them, live in their community. You know, we all have more of a vested interest in our communities, the ones we live in, Jeff. And so I guess I think that that's something that's important, Jeff, and I'd like to see it reinstituted in a city like Milwaukee. Now, I'm going to turn you back on, Jeff. I'm going to give you one more crack. You were a little bit loud. So any other thoughts? I don't know. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, sort of. You commented on how they should live in the city, but you didn't mention that it'd be okay if they were immigrants. I think
I'd be okay if they were immigrants as long as they were here on a lawful immigration status, just like those that serve in the U.S. military. Like, I think even some Dreamers serve. But don't we want those sort of people, Jeff, those that would put themselves on the line for our country, for our communities, whatever the case may be? I mean, courage comes from all different sources. And if it happens to be an immigrant that's willing to take that job, Jeff, we need more cops, don't we?
Yeah. I'm just wondering what your opinion is. I thought maybe there'd be some pushback. I appreciate your commentary, and I'll stay tuned. Hopefully you guys can find some new subjects. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned to the 5 o'clock hour, and we got a Fonnie Willis Fulton County update for you. We got all sorts of, you know, Trump illegalities issues that are still going on that have yet to be resolved. But appreciate your input, Jeff.
You know how I was going to pull it all back around?
Oh.
Well, you know, Mike Gallagher, the Republican in the 8th CD of Wisconsin, that's the Green Bay area, he was very courageous on January 6th. He came out on CNN and he said, you know, do the right thing. This is violent uprising. This is an insurrection, effectively. And subsequently, he's kind of gone silent. So, Jeff, sorry, I keep referring back to those that don't have courage beyond the moment. And Mike Gallagher, who has served his country and, you know, otherwise seems like a pretty smart guy. Gallagher, in other circumstances, I mean, in a different time when we were less polarized, we would invite a guy like Mike Gallagher on the show. We're playing out in Green Bay right now. In fact, I invited, and we're having on next Friday, Jeff, you better stick around for this, regular Joe Giganti has been invited back, and I believe he's accepted. He's going to join us next Friday on the air. Well, I've invited him again, and now we finally meshed a time.
Okay, so you've invited him. This is now the second time. First time you were rebuffed, and now you guys have come to an agreement.
Rebuffed.
Oh, well, he didn't show up the first time you asked, so what would you call it?
He was busy.
He was all right.
Otherwise engaged. He was washing his hair like you're often doing. I've invited you to do stuff, and I'm lucky if I get a response.
And listen, Jeff, come on, man. Trump and his mob tried to, you know, overthrow the election, take over the government, call it what you want. I mean, seditious conspiracy. We haven't put any of these things to bed yet. And you got all these Republicans coming out with their BS reports about this and that, but no convictions. You know what I'm saying? So and trying to totally dismantle or dismiss the Mueller report. You know, go read that stuff. These things are still hot. These things are still happening. The people that were involved in all of this, the ringleaders are still walking around, man. So, yeah, I get it. You know, it seems like we're talking about the same thing, but until we get some justice on this, until there's some comeuppance, I think it's kind of an important thing to continually come back around to. Because you listen to the right, they're not going to talk about it.
844-967-2789. I think I agree with Jeff from Waukesha when I hear you talk about it. Seems sort of boring. Alan from Madison. Welcome, Alan. What do you got for us?
Hey, Alan.
Those are turkeys up in the tree.
Maybe Alan.
Think about it as a 20-pound dog, maybe two or three of them sitting up there.
Oh, my. Alan.
You get with a turkey.
It was like an avalanche of guano on my shiny car this morning. I was humbled. I could not produce something of that.
No. I don't know. You do a hell of a job every day on the radio, Crudy.
They flock together. So, you get a kind of a chorus of guano.
What about the Sandhill cranes? I know we've got some cranes in the neighborhood. Our buddy Joel Clayfish thinks they're the ribeye of the sky. He'd eat them. But I have to worry about them crapping on the
cranes.
What's that, Alan?
I don't think so. I've never seen one of them up in a tree. They're ground. They got too long of legs to be standing up in there.
They fly over the fence at the baseball diamond. Yeah.
Oh, I know. Well, a lot of people think turkeys don't fly, but they fly like crazy.
They're aggressive.
They go up in the trees.
Here, we've got lots of urban turkeys here. I've had them on the back door at work. One last Friday night was chasing me back in the building. Maybe he followed me home and crapped up my car, Alan.
He found a mark.
I'm in Parkwood Hills, and that was on national news about 20 years ago because the turkeys were chasing the kids that went to school, pecking on their backpacks because they had food in them. And it was on national news.
Well, if they just let the kids pack, they could bring their own lunches, Tom Turkey style.
Well, you might have some eaten sandwiches on your car then.
Alan,
so
I never considered that I had been turkey bombed.
Yeah, I think you got the turkey tea. Anyway, I thought it'd help you understand what's going on. I always think of turkeys as little dogs running around because I got a 13-pound dog, and turkeys will get up to 20 pounds, and my 13-pound dog will lay some big ones out there in the yard.
I think this conversation's devolving now, Alan. We're gonna move on for now. I know I started it, but I'm also gonna end it. Moving on. Although, Jeff, are you entertained? I ask you, are you entertained?
There you go. Be careful what you wish for, Jeff.
Immigrant cops. I had not heard that one. Are we down for immigrant cops as long as they aren't breaking laws? By
work status, they're working on all sorts of jobs in this country. Sure. I mean, whatever. I mean, now you're going to have a problem if you get shot and by an immigrant cop? Is that the beef? I guess I'm not clear.
I noticed at the RNC convention next summer, we've exempted from local ordinance, the 15-day police body camera release?
Yes, and Fallone, man, what the hell? No public input?
Is that our boy, Ed Fallone? Former Supreme Court candidate, constitutional scholar, Ed Fallone? Waiver of 15-day ordinance requirements, Ed Fallone? I think I got his cell phone. We should call him. See what's up.
Yeah, I just see that man a text.
844-967-2789. You can text us, but I prefer phone calls.
At Fisher Investments, our clients know we have their backs.
How do your clients know that?
Because Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interests first.
So wait, you do it because you have to?
No, we do it because it's the right thing to do. Our clients trust us with their retirement savings, and we know how important that responsibility is. So we take the time to really get to know them.
Get to know them how?
We make sure we understand their unique goals, finances, health, family, and lifestyle so we can tailor their portfolio to their specific needs. Our goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Sounds like a big responsibility. You must make big commissions then, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We have one single transparent fee that's structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 44. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet tomorrow. Highs level off around 72. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows around 51. Highs level off around 74. Sunday, under partly cloudy skies. 72 Monday. Once again, low of 44 tonight. A high of 72 tomorrow. We should dip down to around 51 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Join us. Air your grievances at 844-967-2789. Love that song, Evan, man. The live version of Tom Petty and Prince playing guitar is just amazing. Thank you.
Paul from Oconomowoc. Be amazing, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Yes, sir. So I was just tuning. I heard your broadcast. Who's the veteran who served?
I did.
You did?
Yes, sir.
In the United States Army then? Or?
I did. I joined the U.S. Army Reserve in August of 1990, 8 days after Iraq invaded Kuwait. Got all trained up, graduated on a Friday, the Tuesday prior they changed orders, and I was fortunate, Paul. I never had to serve overseas. I thought I was signing up for 1 year in a war zone. That's what I thought I was signing up for. But fortunately, back then, they didn't send reservists, and I was a reservist. They didn't send us continuously like they did in the next Persian Gulf War. But I served, and I lucked out. I didn't actually have to do any bloody sort of service, Paul, if you know what I mean.
I get that. Yeah, I, too, am a veteran. I'm a little older than you are. I served, I enlisted in the summer of 69 and served till the summer of 72, actually.
Wow, that's a lot of time in the Army. Were you an Army guy, Paul?
Well, when I was a kid, I thought, you know, that's the way to go. And I was, you know, I had to get out of Dodge when I was 18. I had to get out of the house. So I had always planned an enlisting, and I did. I think if you look back at the record books, at the time, they were accepting guys who either you served your country or you went to jail kind of guys, you know. And since I enlisted, I was kind of an odd duck. But I spent a year in training, and then I was sent to Vietnam in January of 71.
And what was your MOS, Paul? Or were you infantry?
I was a turbine engine mechanic.
You must have been smarter than me.
Oh, I knew how to bend a wrench. That's all. I mean, all the training I had was just unbelievable. But you got in country, all we did was change engines. I could teach you that in half an hour. They're not that.
Well, a smarter man, perhaps, Paul. I'd take all day. But you got a grievance, man? How can we serve you this Friday afternoon, Paul?
Well, you know, I really try to keep an open mind these days. And I might be cursed. I watch Fox News. I watch the other channels too. After I got out of the service, I went to college, graduated from college, and got smart and went to trade school. And I just retired from I have my own company, my own business, installing windows and doors.
Nice.
Yeah, that went well. Yeah, you know.
Congrats on your retirement.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of
radio guys can't aspire to retire, Paul. We just got to hope we die before the money runs out.
Oh my God! Yeah, I guess. Well, there's always hope. You know, you probably got talents you haven't scratched on yet. But, I personally, I'm really worried about the country. We're so divided now, it makes things harder. I'm really worried about all these folks coming across the Rio Grande. I mean, we know nothing about these people. And, you know, you learn in the service that it's all about hearts and minds. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter what color you are.
Paul, why don't we embrace them? Why don't we need workers? I mean, here in the state of Wisconsin, we've got an astronomically low unemployment rate, and we definitely need labor sort of workers, not just skilled workers. So I'm not sure why we vilify these people at the border, why we don't embrace them more often, or why we can't come to the table and find some sort of compromise on green cards or something. You know, governance, I think they call it, Paul.
Well, you know, the part that worries me is we don't know man jack. I mean, there's a lot of gotaways. You hear these the number of terrorists that have come in this country unvetted.
But they can come in on an airplane, Paul. They don't have to walk across the river, or they can come across the Canadian border, man. We're never going to keep, you know, we are effectively a porous border because we've got airplane service flying in all day, every day.
Well, you still have to be on a manifest if you fly take part in aircraft travel.
Well, Paul, you
got to give a name. And
it doesn't sound like, and I'm not assuming your politics are different than mine, Paul, but, you know, you're calling in today and you said you're trying to be open-minded. So let me ask you.
Oh, sure. Okay.
We can still talk, right? I don't know if you agree with my politics, but you love your kids or your grandkids, right, Paul?
Oh, sure. Why not? Yeah.
Me too.
Why not?
Me too. And I like having a couple beers on a Friday night with my neighbors, you know, excepting Dom, he drinks all the tequila, but most people I like having over, Paul, on a Friday night. I mean, I think at the end of the day, Paul, there's so much here as Wisconsinites that we have in common. And I love Tommy Thompson. People in my side of the aisle, like, how can you love Tommy Thompson? You know why? Because I never doubted that the guy loved Wisconsin. The guy loved this state, right?
You did a lot for the DNR.
Well, Paul, you loved your country enough to go enlist, you know, maybe jail was the alternative, but I love my country enough to enlist. And we may not be the same guys, Paul, but down deep, I think we probably share a lot of the same characteristics. We love our country. We love our state. We love our families. And you know what, Paul? Every immigrant I know is probably more law-abiding than guys like Dom and I, because I got white privilege, man. I break the law all the time, Paul. I'll be honest with you. Most of my immigrant friends, they would never imagine doing that because they feel like they're living in the shadows.
Well, I feel a lot of these, a lot of folks that come in this country are motivated, or else they wouldn't come here. And I find that a lot of Americans now, we have never had occupying troops on this country other than England back in 1812. And peace is. Well, look at Rome. What happened to the Romans? You know, they got really lackadaisical.
Incest and lead pipes, Paul.
No, Christ, everything. You know, I do know my history a little bit, but I think in some ways this country is falling in line with the way the Roman Empire went, which is saddening. But it, in the end. You know, the reason why history repeats itself is because human nature never changes.
Paul, I've got to cut you short there because we're about out of time, man. But appreciate you listening and participating. I didn't even hear a grievance. We're all a little troubled for our nation. But if we keep drinking beers together on Friday and listening to the Devil's Advocates, it'll all work out fine.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News
app.
I'm Chuck.